Berg shrugged.
I can't say much, Mr. Cameron, except to say that the imbecile are right about Vox age neutrality.
Sir, long-range sensors are picking up energy weapon emissions from the vicinity of the outer gas giant.
In the next moment, the face of the Vox Humana Admiral reappeared on the viewport overlay, as well as in Greg's holopanel.
We are under attack, she said. Did you plan this, Commander? Did you?
In the other inset, Ash's face was affronted yet restrained.
Admiral, I give you my word that we have nothing to do with this. Have you identified the attackers yet?
Four, five, no, six Isgara destroyers. They did not show up on any scans, but it seems that they came at us from concealments on one of the gas giant's moons.
Greg noticed that Berg had suddenly become more focused on the Vox Humana Admiral.
Six destroyers, the Tigran muttered. That's almost two-thirds of the fleet.
Why would they commit such a high proportion? Greg said. Berg gave a sour smile.
The why is tied up with the who. Only Becker would browbeat the commanderies and the Bund into backing such a plan. But even six of our ships could not prevail against 18 Vox Age vessels, so this has to be a tactical move.
Berg shrugged. I'm sure Ash can see this and has a better idea of what's going on. At this point, the Vox Humana Admiral had turned aside to deal with urgent matters while the channels stayed open. Then, new data streams began filling sidebar columns, which unfolded into a 3D schematic of the hostile engagement.
That's the feed from the probe near the gas giant, said Berg, who then frowned.
What's it called, the gas giant?
Kronos.
But listen, why would your marshal lead his ships into a fight when he's outnumbered 3-1? What kind of strategy is that?
Berg frowned.
No, it's a tactical move in support of a strategy. But what is it?
Wait, did you see that? Raker, replay last 60 seconds of probe data.
On the screens, the 3D model of the vicinity of the gas giant Kronos showed the trajectory trails of various ships, with fading tags denoting weapon fire. Suddenly, Berg froze the playback and zoomed in on the shadow side of one of the gas giant's moons, where a solitary tag had appeared.
Hyperdrive activated, Berg said, pointing at the tag.
Before Greg could reply, a priority message frame popped up over the playback, with Ash looking grimly out from it.
Attention all vessels. It appears that we have a seventh Isgara warship in the area. It was spotted by our probe nearly 3 minutes ago when it broke from cover behind one of the gas giant's moons. It then almost immediately made a hyperspace jump. We are assuming that it was a micro-jump to somewhere else in the system, most probably Darien.
Ash's image blinked, then he spoke again.
Berg, we're now on a secure channel. Who do you think's behind this?
Marshal Becker, sir. Has his hallmark all over it.
Yes. Which means that he's certainly on board that seventh ship, and since the other six weren't spotted by the imbecile probe until they came out and attacked the Vox H, it's logical to assume that they have been there since before the imbecile arrived.
Ash rubbed the side of his head as if at an ache.
They've seen all there was to see, and probably listened in on our channels, so now they know who's here and who's planet side.